The Bellmaker, A Tale from Redwall, Disc 4.
Book 2, The Pearl Queen.
Chapter 13. It was still an hour before afternoon tea at Redwall Abbey. Sister Sage put the finishing touches to a raspberry and apple pie, and wiping her paws on a flower-dusted apron, the old mouse stood back and watched Simeon, the blind herbalist. He was lining hot vegetable pasties on the window ledge to cool, his experienced paws selecting the ones that were ready and replacing them with those fresh from the ovens. Sage poured out 2 beakers of the cold oatmeal and penny cloud water she had brewed early that morning.
Come and have a break, Simeon. I've got something here for you.
The blind mouse felt his way over to the table.
Ah, oatmeal and penny cloud. How thoughtful of you, Sage.
They sat listing the fare they had made, sipping slowly.
Raspberry and apple pie, strawberry tarts, nut bread, vegetable pasties, and a mixed fruit cake. That should be enough, Simeon. Oh, my mint tea. Where is it?
The blind ancient restrained Sage from rising.
I took it off the stove while you were baking. It's cooling off in the big pottery jar.
Sage smiled, patting her friend's paw.
Simeon, I don't know what I'd do without you.
Gesturing for silence, Simeon turned his ear toward the window ledge, and, as if speaking to no beast, he said,
If those paws touch a single pasty, they'll be washing greasy pots for 2 seasons.
There was a gasp of surprise from the other side of the window ledge, followed by a scurry of paws running off. Again, Simeon restrained Sage from rising.
No problem. I heard those dibbons sneaking up on our pasties a while back, little rascals. Though my ears tell me we've got a bigger problem coming our way.
Sage was about to inquire what it was, when the kitchen door swung open and Tarquin Elwood Soddle breezed in.
Whew, it's a scorcher today. Afternoon, chaps. How are things coming along on the jolly old catering front, what?
Sister Sage coughed politely.
Very well, thank you, Mr. Woodsorrel. Is anything the matter?
Tarquin's smile would have melted butter.
Matter? Why, no, my charming queen of the kitchens. Matter of fact, I'm just here in the official capacity as sampler.
Simeon nodded knowingly.
I thought you might be. There's a carrot and onion flan right behind you. Perhaps you'd like to sample that.